here we are again, ladies and gentlemen. It's June 21st, 2008, edition of the Liberty Hour. You'll notice that every week when I start off the show, I'll start off by saying, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you know, as if the show has been going on previous to the show kicking off. Well, that's because, at least for Phil and for me, it seems the show is always on, because we're always dealing with this topic, always talking on the phone, whatever. So we feel like we never leave this issue of the United States of America, of the USS Liberty, of what has happened in the past, happening in the present, and what will be happening in the future. As usual, I am your host, or at least one of them, Glenn of the American Free Press newspaper, and along with me is my good friend, comrade in arms, Phil Turney, survivor of the USS Liberty. Phil, why don't you say hello to everybody?
Yeah, thank you, Mark. Good morning, everybody. Glad you tuned in again, and we're looking forward to another great show. And again, I'm a survivor, as everybody knows, of the attack on the Liberty by the government of Israel, where 34 men were executed on June 8, 1967. I speak only for myself. I don't speak for the Liberty Veterans Association or any other member. I speak solely for myself, and my thoughts are mine, and my comments are mine only. I say this to let everybody know, including the crew members that listen in or don't listen in or hear scuttlebutt or whatever, that, again, I am my own man, and I will say what I want to say on this radio show or any other radio show to get the truth out. If that is un-American or anti-Semitic, well, I beg to disagree with you. I'm neither one. All I want to do is get the truth out. But if I'm labeled as an anti-Semite or un-American, I'll have to take that label, because I'm not going to stop until the truth is heard by everybody. And I hope everybody out there, with the help of the good Lord, will try to help us get the truth out. Because without you, we're nothing. We don't have a chance. So please listen to the show carefully. Listen to Mark. He's a smart man, and he has a lot of thoughts that come true. And he is an intellectual that I'm proud to be around. So with that being said, Mark, go ahead.
Well, I'd like to start off following up something that you said, Phil, about the listeners out there. I want to take an opportunity to thank all of them for the kind words, the emails that they sent you and me, and that they sent RBN. I don't know if it was last week or the week before that I brought, you know, some good news to the folks out there. The Liberty Hour, you know, in less than 4 months of us having this program, we went from having about 500 listeners a week to over 8,000 listeners a day. This is according to the stats that RBN has been keeping. The show is growing and growing, and this would not be taking place were it not for the support of all of you out there. And, of course, the dedication and the patriotism of John Statmiller at RBN and his staff. And let's just keep this thing going. You know, Phil, when you and I were talking about putting this show together, we didn't talk about the show as being our show, meaning you, yours and mine, but rather our show, meaning a program for the American people. And I still feel that way, that this, even though you and I are kind of at the helm here, steering things, this is a program for the American people, because this is their country. That we are quickly losing, in which we will be discussing when we get back from the break. So having said that, everybody stay tuned. We are off and running here for this June the 21st edition of the Liberty Hour. We will be back in 3 minutes. Don't go away.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states 4 times in the last days that many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark a chip implant, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Is the beast and the Antichrist one and the same? Some believe all this is yet future. Others believe that it is in the past. 1 John states that the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth and what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, all these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 1-888-211-1715, 1-888-211-1715. Please remember to mention you are from RBN.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the first hour of the Liberty Hour. And as usual, I'm going to say a few things about my shipmates, the ones that were executed that day, 34 of them, by the government of Israel, our supposed ally, and the 174 men that were wounded that day who still carry the mental and the physical scars of being attacked in this sneaky, disgusting, despicable way they did it, and they could care less about human life. The way they shot at us, the way they shot our life rafts up, they wanted no one to survive. And our government recalled the aircraft that could have saved 25 communication technicians that were blown to bits by the torpedo. And this is what the show is about. Is about them. It's about your thoughts. It's about making things right. You know, a lot of people will say, hey, it's 41 years ago. Forget it. You know, it's done and over with. Live your life. Well, I can't forget it. And if I did, I would be letting my shipmates down, the ones that helped save my life as I helped save others. That would not be, it's not in my blood, it's not in my soul to do that. It's in my soul to speak out and tell the truth. Now, what I say is the truth. These people tried to murder us all, and our government let them get by with it, and they only paid $13 million for the ship and the men that were wounded and killed when the ship alone was worth $40 million. Now, I bring the money into it because Israel's response is this. Hey, we said we were sorry. It was a mistaken identity. And we after that, we paid you guys $13 million. Aren't you happy? Well, no, I'm not happy. I won't be happy until the truth comes out. And when it does, the American people will see, the world will see what Israel has done to this country and is doing to it today. As we take out of our pockets our hard-earned money, and Israel puts it in theirs, and we never get a dime of it back. So I am on a kind of a little rant today because of the fact that it just irritates me to no end with what's going on in Israel now, and they just had an exercise a few weeks ago. It was a prelude to war against a sovereign country, another country, Iran. And they made that very clear, and the United States knows what's going on. They're putting the pressure on this government to go do something against Iran. If that happens, our brave soldiers, men and women in uniform in Iraq and Afghanistan, they're going to be the ones that have to pay for it, not the Israelis. So I just wanted to let that out, get that out of my system, and now we can get on with the show. And always remember the USS Liberty, because it is a sign of freedom, and liberty is our goal for everybody. Thank you. Go ahead, Mark.
Phil, I want to just kind of continue on with what you were talking about. You know, I get on the Internet, and I go to a lot of chat rooms where the USS Liberty is being discussed. You know, articles that you have written that have appeared on forums and whatnot, articles that I have written, because I like to read the comments, you know, when they get into these discussions about it. And without fail, every chat room, every forum or message board that I have gotten on and read what is said, there's always one or two in the group who, and I don't think it is by accident. I think that these people are there deliberately, that they are working for the other side. And I say this with a certain amount of justification, because there were several news stories that have appeared in the last couple of years that appeared in mainstream news, not in one of these crazy right-wing conspiracy theorist newspapers such as American Free Press. And in these news stories, they talk about how Israel has a branch, if you want to call it that, or a section of their intelligence services where they basically have a room with 100 people in it sitting behind computers whose job is to surf the Internet and to find articles or discussions or chat, you know, in chat rooms or forums or whatever, dealing with Israel in negative light. And their job not only is to search out these things, but to insert themselves into these discussions and basically to act as, you know, that they're running cover, that they will refute things that are being said, that they're basically out there fighting an information war, what I would call a disinformation war, because the things that they say and that they cite basically are, if they're not bending the truth, then they're actual outright lies. And so this thing that you mentioned where people are saying, oh, come on, it's been 41 years, that's the ancient past. I read this all the time in these chat rooms. Something that these apologists for the people, for the murderers who almost got away with starting World War III 41 years ago. This is one of the common arguments that they employ. Oh, that's ancient history. Let's move on. Well, okay. Ancient history. How about 60-something years ago? This thing known as the Holocaust. We're not allowed to forget that. How about, 2,000 years of hatred for the Jews and persecution of the Jews? We're not allowed to forget about that. And that's much more ancient history than the attack 41 years ago. But we are not allowed to forget about that. That is shoved in our faces, up our noses, in our ears, in our eyes, every place you can imagine. Every day. And the reason that I bring this up is because, once again, what it all boils down to is hypocrisy. You know, you can bet the last dollar that you have in your pocket that if the plan had gone off without a hitch 41 years ago, and the ship had sunk, and Egypt had been blamed as the plan was, there wouldn't be any, oh, let's just forgive and forget, this is ancient history. We would still be hearing about it. We would, and that's, of course, assuming that we all lived through it, because as you noted in your article, Phil, we were literally just 2 or 3 minutes away from launching a nuclear war against Soviet allied Egypt. Okay? So assuming that civilization survived this thing, we would never hear the end of it. Remember the USS Liberty. Remember the USS Liberty. Those dirty, rotten, cheating, thieving, scheming Arabs. Look what they did to us. Blah, blah, blah. So this is just something that I want to point out to the listeners. We don't forgive, or we don't forget anything, and we don't forgive anybody who attacks our nation like this and gets away with it. Would anybody think of saying, oh, Pearl Harbor, let's take down all of the monuments that have been erected as a result of the almost 2,000 men we lost that day. Let's just strike from the yearly celebrations and remembrances on December the 7th. Let's just forget about it. Would anybody think for a second of doing something like that? But yet, when it comes to Israel, when it comes to the attack on the USS Liberty, all of a sudden it becomes ancient history. And let's just put it in the past. And let's turn our faces towards the future. You know, all of the rest of that. Ladies and gentlemen, you are being taken for a ride. And it is not a nice ride out in the countryside. It is a ride into a political and economic destitution. We can see this happening today. Yesterday or the day before, a news report was released, I believe in the New York Times, as well as other mainstream outlets, indicating that earlier this month, Israel engaged in bombing run practices for an attack on Iran. As a result of this news story coming out, oil jumped back up again. Now, keep in mind that a few weeks earlier, when AIPAC was holding its conference where our elected officials came and groveled before their masters, comments were made saying that an attack on Iran was an inevitability. And as a result of that, oil prices jumped. Now, what Israel is doing with all of this is she is deliberately manipulating our economy, basically holding an economic gun to our heads and saying, if you do not go and attack our enemies, we are going to destroy your economy. And it's obvious, it has been proven now, that this is an easy gig for her. All she has to do is to make a few well-placed comments at the appropriate time, and bread is costing you more at the store. Milk is costing you more at the store. Now, if you think that all of this, and believe me, this is just the tip of the iceberg, if you think all of this are the actions of a friend, then you need to sit down with something, whether it's a dictionary or whether it's a Bible or whether it's a manual on mental illness, and you need to think about what the word friend means. Bill Turning.
Excellent thoughts you brought up there, Mark, and I just wanted to say that what a great job your newspaper did in remembering the crew of the USS Liberty and a special package they did. I know they spent tens of thousands of dollars on doing this, remembering a crew that has never been recognized by anybody but a few people. And I just wanted to thank you and your newspaper and RBN, especially for letting us have this show. And I hope everybody gets to look at this wonderful spread.
Bill, we got a break. We got a break. We'll be back in a minute, Lee.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, coming up on the first half hour of this week's show. Phil, we have some calls already. Maybe we ought to get to them, get them out of the way before we get into the meat of today's discussion. What do you say?
I say let's go for it, Mark, and thanks. I'm very happy to hear we got callers ready to go.
Okay, let's bring up Patricia in Arkansas.
Yes, I'm on the air.
Yes, ma'am.
In Information Clearinghouse, there was an article about the USS Liberty, and I did forward it on to the Ron Paul meetup group and the organizer of them, and they were not aware of this.
And they were not aware of the article itself?
They were not aware of the USS Liberty, nor the show.
Oh, and I see. You mean about...
So I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I did forward... this onto them, and one of them did reply back, says, sheesh, this is serious. We need people in power. And I wonder if a lot of the listeners are aware that Nancy Pelosi, upon being asked, she removed a portion from a defense funding bill that said that they must have the approval of Congress before Iran would be attacked.
Yes.
and Nancy Pelosi removed that, and she was asked why by Ron Paul. She said, well, Israel asked me to.
Yes, that's correct. In particular, what Patricia's talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is that Congress, you know, that they were talking a good talk there for a while, and they were saying, oh, we're not going to allow President Bush and his cabinet and his war machine to attack Iran without at least getting congressional approval on this. And so there was language that had been inserted into this defense appropriations bill that would have prevented Bush from being able to do this. But before the bill could even get into committee, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, who basically was made Speaker of the House on the platform that she was going to rein in Bush, she had this language removed, which basically gave Bush a green light to do whatever he wanted with respect to attacking Iran. And Ron Paul's office indicated that that this took place because AIPAC demanded that Pelosi remove this. Now, this is just one example of what we are talking about the fact that this is not our government anymore, that this we have a government working in the paid and blackmailed service of a foreign power that attacked us 41 years ago. Now, I, at the risk of beating a dead horse here, I cannot stress enough how dangerous this situation is. I mean, any foreign power controlling the United States is a bad thing, but when you have a foreign power that is based upon these very fanatical, backwards ideas about, you know, taking over the world and they're better than the rest of us. I mean, all you have to do is look at the history of the last 60 years with regards to this country and the fact that it has been nothing but an unbroken chain of war after war after war after war, and the fact that these people have basically grabbed our government by the throat and they're saying, you will do this and you will do that. This is an extraordinarily bad situation. You know, Phil, you were talking about this earlier. We have never been in a position as dangerous as we are today.
Do you mind if I say something again?
You go ahead and take as long as you want, dear.
Have you noticed that the big oil giants are going to be into Iraq now, and British Petroleum, ExxonMobil, Shell, and if people will check the backgrounds of these large corporations, and I think they will find that the controlling shares are probably Rothschild, Rockefeller,
mm-hmm.
And I believe it was one of the Rothschilds that said that the time to invest is when the blood is running the streets.
Mm-hmm.
I forget which one. I think it was Meyer Rothschild.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are right about that. There's no question about the fact that the Rothschild family in England and the Rockefellers and a bunch of other un-American, anti-American interests are the ones who are controlling these oil cartels. And, you know, they don't care about how many Americans have to die. They don't care about how many Americans have to lose their homes.
Well, we don't even have the value, you know, basically as insects to those people in our military. And my family has been in the military back before the Civil War, and I have family in there now. And, you know, it's all done in the guise of freedom, protect the children, and all this bull crap. But you can see right now that they're going in at the opportune time, and it's only these oil companies, none of the Russian oil companies or anybody like that's included.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in a dangerous situation. As a matter of fact, I think Albert Pike, and I forgot where he wrote it, if it was in Morals and Dogma, he predicted the Third World War would be with the Christians pitted against the Muslims.
Patricia, thank you for your call. We got to go to a break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be back in three with your call.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times in the last days that many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark a chip implant, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Is the beast and the Antichrist one and the same? Some believe all this is yet future. Others believe that it is in the past. 1 John states that the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth and what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, all these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write The Bible Says, Box 99, North City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 1-888-211-1715, 1-888-211-1715. Please remember to mention you are from RBN.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks a lot for joining us on this beautiful day, Saturday, 22nd of June. And I'd like to add one thing, Mark, about the price of oil and so on and so forth. When the war started, I believe a barrel of crude was going for around $25. Now we're up to close to getting to $140 a barrel, and it's just going to keep on going up and up. Now, what we're doing in Iraq, we're basically at a standstill, or let's just call it a draw right now, because we're not really controlling the country. We're just barely holding on, and of course, we're losing people every day doing it. Now, the Arabs know that they can't whip us militarily, but they're going to do it in our pocketbook. And a good friend of mine and yours, and a good friend of this show and American Free Press, Gary Brummett, told me, his dad told him one time, he says, if you want to get a man's attention, just get into his wallet. Well, they're getting into our wallet very, very fast, and they're taking a lot of it away from us that we can use for other things. Now, this winter is coming up. It's going to be here sooner than later. Now, what are these people going to do up upstate New York and New York City and that have to use kerosene for their fuel? How are they going to afford to pay for their heating oil? I'm afraid these people are going to start freezing to death, because how are they going to afford to pay for their heating oil when they can't make their mortgage? They have to choose one or the other. And I think by then, Mark, we are going to have an outcry. But in the unlikely circumstance, or probably more likely, we'll already be in a war with Iran, and then it's really going to hit the fan. But it just worries me to death. I feel sorry for the people that are on fixed incomes, the older people that are going to take this in the pocketbook, the brunt, and the pain. And I think the Great Depression is going to be upon us again, worse than the first one.
Well, what I, you know, again, I don't want to appear to be too conspiratorial, but based upon the news articles that I've read, Phil, this issue with the price of oil is something that is an artificially created thing. This is not something that is necessarily a result of the war. There is not a shortage of it, as we are being told. According to the articles that I've read, and some of these have come out of mainstream news and have been written by individuals who are experts in the field of economics and whatnot, and they have said that this thing is being done deliberately, that it is a result of speculation, and that people, interested parties, are able to manipulate these prices for their own ends. Now, some will say that they're doing this to make up for the losses that they suffered in the subprime mortgage crisis started to take place earlier this year. But I see something more important taking place with this, because basically what is happening is that they are putting the heat on the American people, and they are preparing them for opening up this next war with Iran. Imagine for a moment that George Bush gets on the TV and he says, "My fellow Americans, an extensive investigation by the federal government has concluded that these oil prices, being as high as they are, that are affecting your ability to buy food and whatnot, that this is being deliberately done through speculation by the government of Iran, that they are waging an economic war against the United States. And as a result of this, you know, any kind of war is war. And, they are deliberately destroying our economy, and therefore the only way that we can remedy this is to go to war against them. Now, the American people, who are growing increasingly weary of this war, when they're losing their homes and they can't feed their children, you can see where they could be easily backed into a very desperate corner, to where they are willing to engage in desperate behavior. And so that is my fear, that is my prediction, is that whether this thing is being deliberately done or not, that this is the direction that these evil interests are going to take it, that they are going to use this economic situation, this bad economic situation, as a means of maneuvering the American people into sending off their sons and daughters to fight Israel's enemies. That is my concern, and I hope I'm wrong, but I fear that I probably will be proven right on this one.
Mark, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
And this may sound crazy, but in Iraq right now, we've poured billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars into this country for restructuring and other things and so on and so forth. Now, why couldn't the President of the United States line up every oil tanker he can get his hands on, park them in Iraq, and fill all of them up and have Iraq start paying us back? Doesn't that sound like something that should be done? They owe us that money, and they should pay it back. And the only way they can do it is with oil. Now, we could stop this oil crisis in a heartbeat if the President of the United States would do that. And I think this is, as you said, a crisis and a prelude to war. Is that a logical thing I'm talking about, or am I just going too far off base?
Well, I think that as far as us owing them, I wouldn't go so far, or as far as them owing us, I wouldn't go so far as to say that, because whatever reconstruction we have done, we're basically trying to fix what we've broken. But as far as your assertion that if the president wanted to, he could line up those oil tankers and start pumping that oil out, there's no question about the fact that he could do that, which begs the question, why isn't he? Why isn't he doing exactly what he said? And the answer to the question is, even if he did, interested parties would still be able to manipulate the price of that oil, which, of course, affects everything else, from food to clothes to diapers. You know, you name it, and the price of oil is going to affect how much it costs by you by the time you buy it at the store. So, again, I don't want to sound too conspiratorial here, but I think that this thing is being deliberately done in order to back the American people into a corner to where they feel that they have no other option other than to launch a war against Iran. By the way, there was a very interesting story that appeared in the New York Times today, and in this story, the supporters for this war against Iran have actually come out and openly admitted that an attack on Iran would most likely result in gasoline jumping to $10 a gallon. It would bring the worldwide economic situation to ruin, but these warmongers argue that is a justifiable price to pay in order to bring Iran to heel. Now, keep something in mind here. Here's a little bit of historical relevance to this. Iran has not attacked another country in 1,000 years. Okay? Iran didn't attack the USS Liberty. Iran had nothing to do with 9/11. Iran basically is content to just sit there and be Iran. It doesn't want any meddling taking place in its country. But basically, it has not done anything, even throughout this entire period of bellicosity, where you have America and Israel saying this about Iran, that about Iran, during this entire period where America has been funding terrorist groups such as the MEK, a hardcore communist Iranian group that is responsible for blowing up mosques and police headquarters and civilian marketplaces and whatnot in Iran, despite the fact that America and Israel and Britain have been engaged in this, Iran has done nothing. All of these charges about Iran supplying weapons to insurgents in Iraq have fallen by the weight of the lies that they are based on when they actually looked at these weapons. They said, no, these were not made in Iran. They don't necessarily say which country they were made in. My personal suspicion is that they were manufactured in Israel, which is the biggest arms-producing and arms-selling country in the area. But the fact of the matter is that Iran has done nothing. Has done nothing, even despite the fact that the United States has been actively engaged in trying to overthrow that government, as we have done to governments all over the world. So this is just something to think about. You know, thank God at this moment we have the ability to talk like rational people and to exercise our rights to free speech in this manner, but I feel that these days are quickly coming to an end and that we're not going to be able to have these conversations like we need to have because we have interested parties who absolutely despise our freedoms, want to do away with them, and the most important of these being our rights to free speech. What do you say, Phil?
I think that you're exactly right, Mark. I'm afraid of that, too. I'm afraid that our right to free speech, our right to bear arms, is soon coming to a close. And they will come knock on your door and come haul you away for no particular reason other than the fact that they call you a terrorist or plant something on you or or just make a martial law, and that would do it. That would I don't think the American public would stand for it, but they wouldn't have much choice. I think that the powers that be would are just too much for us civilians to overcome. I don't know how the National Guard or the Army or the Navy or the Marine Corps would turn on their own people, but I think that if they were ordered to do something, they would do it. And what are your comments on that, Mark?
Well, I hate to have to agree with you on this, Phil, but I do. I think that, you know, I've heard this for years, like, oh, no, you know, our Army would never turn on 10 people. And I'm sorry, there have just been too many examples of that taking place in recent history to conclude otherwise. I think that, as we have talked about on this show many times, Phil, when you put on a uniform and you're ordered to do something, you know, 99 times out of 100, these guys do it. History has proven this, that unfortunately the instances of mutiny where it should take place, that they don't take place often enough. Look at your own situation and the attack on your ship and the people who were involved in the investigations. I'm not going to do anything to malign the dead here, but the fact of the matter is that, you know, they were told to keep quiet about it, and for 40 years or more, or less, I'm sorry, they kept quiet. And that's a very small insurrection. Any one of the individuals involved with the investigation of what happened to you guys could have easily leaked stories to news media anonymously, and yet they didn't. They didn't want to lose pensions. They didn't want to, you know, get into trouble. Take your pick. So I fear that you are right about this. You know, that we don't see enough rebellion or independent-mindedness on the part of not only our military but our law enforcement agencies. They're all too willing to go along with what Bubba tells them to do because they're afraid of getting into trouble. They're afraid of losing pension. Take your pick. So who knows where it's going to end up. I don't think it's going to end up in a good place. But for now, you know, we do have this microphone. We do have this platform. And so we need to make the best of it. Anyway, so we've got a lot of callers lining up here. I think we need to pull them up. Let's bring up Mike from Pennsylvania.
Hello, Mark, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Phil, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Yeah, Phil, you know what? You don't have to quit apologizing because you're not dealing with from the tribe of Shem there, which would be actually Palestinians, but you're dealing with Khazarians and Ashkenazis.
You there, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay. Phil.
Yeah, Phil, did you get that?
I did.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you don't even have to apologize because, and let's go back to a little bit more history here. You know, the guy that always says, buy my videos on the other network there, he brings up the Rothschild thing too. But you know what? Let's not forget, Hitler himself was built up by Paul Warburg and the Rothschilds. Let's not forget also, that name would change. The origin of Rothschilds is Bauerberg. Then he went to Bauer. Then he went to Rothschilds. They're from the same Khazarian Ashkenazi line.
Well, you know what, Mike? My take on it is this. I don't care what a person's ethnic or religious or cultural background is. If they attack my country and if they threaten my kids, then they become an enemy. And
yep.
I have a right to name them and to draw them out and expose them to the public. So
yeah,
the thing is...
Yeah, that's fine, Mark, but you know what? I get tired of hearing of Phil kind of apologizing for people, the imposters there, okay?
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
I understand what you're saying, and I don't think that Phil is apologizing for anybody. Unfortunately, we live in a country where, you know, the American mind has been deliberately installed with certain booby traps, okay, and tripwires, where if somebody says certain things, it will trigger certain reactions. And so today, people are so afraid of getting on the bad side of the Jewish lobby. They will not go out and address these very important issues for fear of being called anti-Semitic.
Exactly, Mark. Who crushed the German economy?
Absolutely, yes.
Exactly.
Deliberately. And I mean, they didn't make any bones about it. They announced it ahead of time.
Sir, it's the same ones that are crushing the economy of this country. And you know what? The ones that want to always bring up the Nazis, you know what the word they need to add in front of Nazis? The Ashkenazis. And gentlemen, you're doing a fine work, Phil. Don't ever apologize because they're imposters. Men, have a good day, and we'll be listening. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Phil?
Yes, I understand where he's coming from, and I think rather than me...
Phil, I hate to do this to you, buddy. Hold on. You got to go another break. Everybody stay tuned.
Catch you on the other side.
Catch you on the other side. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go away.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gold has been and remains money, the most important money in the world, the only immutable and lasting currency, potentially the most powerful currency.
The United States military, when it packs the emergency kits of its fighter pilots, does not pack them with U.S. dollars or euros or yuan or yen or any of the paper currencies. It packs them with these little things, 100-year-old quarter-ounce British sovereigns, gold coins. Why is that? That's because at all times and in all circumstances, this remains money.
Call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go at the getting to the top of the hour, the first hour of the two-hour Liberty Show. And, Mark, I would just like to comment just briefly on our last caller. And you and I have talked about this before, Mark. We do have a lot of Jewish support out there, people that want the truth to be told. And we're not out here to bash or criticize people that love this country and want to help you get the truth out about the USS Liberty. And so, you know, I don't want to appear to be just a hate monger or anything like that, because I'm not. I know you are. You are not. We are here to get the truth out as we see it, and if we do step on some toes, I guess it's just the way it is. But we don't intentionally go out to malign or hurt anybody. But the people that are guilty of this crime of murder against men on the high seas, sailors on the high seas, should be brought to justice. And the country that did it should be brought to justice.
Well, Phil, let's just be practical about this. Can you name any conflict in which America has been involved, all the way back to the American Revolution, where all of a sudden, you know, while we were in the middle of a war or whatever, a very dangerous situation, that there were all of these things imposed upon us that we have to be careful, you know, we don't want to engage in any anti-Britishism. We don't want to call them red coats or lobster backs or whatever like that, because then people, they're going to develop, you know, a prejudice against British people. You know, same thing with World War One. You know, with the Germans and the Italians. Did anybody worry about any war we were engaged in, or any kind of dangerous foreign influence over our country's comings and goings, where all of a sudden there was this censorship imposed upon the people, where you had to be careful? I mean, go back and look just in the last century, during World War One and World War Two, at the things, the way the caricatures of Germans, Italians, Japanese, take your pick. The caricatures were unbelievable, okay? I mean, they had German soldiers with pictures of babies on their bayonets, things like that. You know, Germans were called Krauts, and the Japanese were called Japs. You know, only now, when it comes to Israel and when it comes to the Jews, that we have to tiptoe around everything we say, even when these people engaged in an act of war against the people of the United States, not only by what took place 41 years ago with regards to the Liberty, but the fact that they refused to warn us about the impending bombing of the Marine Barracks in 1983 in Beirut. Victor Strofsky, a former Mossad officer, in his book, By Way of Deception, I take that back, The Other Side of Deception, he admits openly in the book that Israel's intelligence service knew all about the impending bombing of that Marine barracks that resulted in almost 250 of our Marines being killed, and yet Israel refused to warn us about it. Okay? We have 9/11, and all of these Mossad agents that were arrested in the days and weeks afterwards, some of them caught in incriminating circumstances such as filming the towers coming down and cheering. And yet, we have to worry about hurting their feelings by pointing out that something stinks here. Anyway, there is the music indicating that we are going to a break. When we come back, we will pull up some more callers, as well as some very important news stories making the news today. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Men.